You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.
Today, I'm chatting with Tam Brooks, founder of the Number 38 Candle Company. We're talking today about reinventing yourself after the age of 50 and finding out how she set up her fabulous new business. Welcome to the show, Tam. It's lovely to have you here.
Thanks, Jess. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So most of the show is basically about reinventing yourself over the age of 50. But before we talk about that, can you just take me back and tell me a little bit what you were doing in your life previously?
Yeah, sure. So I have worked in cosmetics and the beauty industry for the last 30 odd years. I started out on the shop floor and I progressed up to sales director. So I worked for amazing brands throughout my career, met some amazing founders. And yeah, I've always been very passionate about the beauty industry, fragrance, makeup, cosmetics, and enjoyed working for luxury premium brands.
And when you launched, so you launched your business at the age of 50, what sort of inspired you to do that?
I think, well, one, it's a milestone. So I think you kind of take a reset back and have a little look of how you want to go forward and what you've done in the past. And I really sort of felt that I accomplished quite a lot throughout my career. And it was really a bit of time for me now. Yeah. So I decided, what can I do? I wasn't sure if I wanted to make another skincare and makeup brand. But then I went ahead and did a candle brand instead. And it started out as a product. Obviously, I've always loved fragrances, and that's where really candles kind of resonated for me. I love to travel, and that's how it all sort of comes together in how I built the brand and how I've started to build the brand.
And Tam, did you feel, because I know how I felt, I'm older than you, quite a bit older, but when you reach that kind of stage in your life, you sort of feel like you should be quite comfortable and maybe not want to go out on a limb. Did you have any fears or doubts about creating something new?
Yes. Well, I kind of, there was two things, I suppose. One, I have my experience and my knowledge, and I sort of took back on that. And then it was the, I suppose, not a scary part, but quite a more learning process, which was great because I wanted something that gave me a bit more of a challenge. And that's where the learning side really became a challenge, to make a candle, the scientific part behind it. Yeah. The fragrances, I knew what I wanted to have because, you know, I knew the scents I liked and how the smells are and how they evoke memories. That's what really scents do for me, and along with a lot of other people. So, yeah, I suppose the biggest challenging was making sure the product delivered, and yeah, talking to so many people, you know, from, you know, friends, colleagues, you know, acquaintances, you really do find that people complain quite quickly what they don't like and feel doesn't work. And I wanted to make sure that when I made a product, it did deliver, you did get the fragrance oil, you know, you do get the scent from the candle, it does last, you know, it burns well, you know. It's also a little bit of education along the way as well, that you learn candles and diffusers of why people say doesn't work or it doesn't smell. Well, there's a few, you know, tips that I give along the way that helps them to understand, yeah, to get the best performance, really. So I've really sort of enjoyed that part of that, being, it's a bit of an educational, it's a bit of a 360, really, learning, educating, you know, and bringing a brand to life of something that you want to make sure delivers well.
Yes.
And can be great.
Obviously, because I know you from all the work you do on sort of markets and things like that. And I remember, I think I said this to you quite a few times, I remember being quite amazed at the fact, it sounds really stupid now, but that you actually make them yourself because they look so perfect. But how did you learn to sort of make candles, and how did that process work for you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of trials and testing that goes on there. And I think for anyone who makes candles or have a candle business,
yeah,
whether it's small or big, hand pouring is always very tedious. There's lots of things that can go wrong, whether it's the temperature, the room environment you're in, yeah, whether you're pouring them in the summer to the winter. I found all those challenges, and it really took me a good sort of 9 months to really understand how the candles can work throughout all the different elements that can be, whether it's warm or cold or why it doesn't like it, then you need a wax to light the candle, wax there, you know, the fragrance and then the wick. So it's making sure everything's compatible, and then it obviously performs amazing.
Yes.
And as for the smooth tops, that took a little bit of
I know, but I always find it incredible. I know what mine would look like. They'd be all bumpy. I probably wouldn't sell any. But that's the other thing. So do you feel like it's kind of like a science because of putting in the scent and all that? Because your candles are beautiful. You can go and buy a candle anywhere and they might look in the glass with the label and all the rest, but they don't smell like yours, and the diffusers are incredible. How is it a bit like science? Is it like being,
yeah.
I imagine you in a lab sort of adding test tubes of scent and
what? It really is. And I'll be completely honest. I understood how fragrance was made throughout my career. And I did really take a little bit for granted how a candle always looks so great. But the science behind it is complicated.
Yes.
Not as easy as it looks. I suppose the simplest thing always is the hardest thing to make.
Yes.
And that very much becomes very true with that because of all the components.
Yes.
And the vessel that could be, you know, can cause you problems, certain shapes or sizes. So I really did a lot of research beforehand, and I've done a lot of testing to ensure where I've come out the other side. And thank you, and deliver good products. And that was really my main aim, because I always wanted a product that was good and lasted.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all struggle sometimes to find those, or we buy, you know, thinking we're spending more money. You don't really have to at some times.
Yeah.
It's really about just finding that quality and understanding that. And small artisans and small businesses, I think, sometimes have that edge because they're hand poured. So they know all, you know, there's extra care than a machine doing it for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you did mention previously, just a little while ago, that you didn't quite know which business that you were going to go into. But when you did decide it was going to be candles, do you remember when that actual moment was where you suddenly thought, this is going to be my new business, this is going to be my turning point, I'm going into my 50s and this is my new baby?
Yes. So I had just been away for my 50th, and I realised I needed to do something. I don't have the luxury not to work. And I, unfortunately, and I decided that I wanted to do something for myself. And I was really trying to figure it out, like everybody else, what do you do? And then it was only when I was standing in my front room that I looked on my mantelpiece and I saw two of my luxury candles, which I've never burned, along with everybody else. And
yes.
I thought, do you know what? I'm actually going to make a candle, and I'm going to make a candle that works and lasts well. And I went out the following weekend and I met a load of friends, and I sort of prompted the idea and just sort of picked their brains a little bit of what they liked and what they didn't like and what they found. And it was a little bit what I knew already. And that's just really where it evolved. And I was like, right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a luxury candle at a premium price point.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully everyone who purchases them enjoys them as much as I, you know, want you to. And that's really where that sort of comes from, the heart. It's about making a great product that you enjoy. And that's really where the scent becomes a memory about it.
And yes, because, I mean, I have got obviously a lovely diffuser here at home, and it really does make the whole house smell beautiful, which is very important when I've got boys and smelly dog and everything else. So when you did you ever feel that it might not work? Did you ever have, I mean, were you ever doubtful? Or do you feel like, because of the background you had in your beauty business, you kind of knew how to overcome even things like developing the website and all that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. So, to be honest, I think you always do have doubts. Yes, the experience I had carried me through that, gave me some reassurance.
Yeah.
Then there's things like you subtly stumble upon that hasn't been your remit throughout your career, like your website, how to build a website. So you have to rely on others.
Yes.
And, you know, find that source set. And as a small business just starting out, you don't have a lot of resources to invest back into that. So it's about where works and what does work, and then also how do I position that? So I'm only just over a year old, and
which is incredible.
Thank you. And I really decided the best way to get this out here first was, yes, I could maybe have taken it to retailers, but I wanted to build my brand for me first and really make sure my website, which is still an ongoing process, to make that strong. And then I also decided I'd do fairs and markets and, you know, find places where I could be locally.
Yes.
Around me that I could be regular at, enjoy that market life and that community, and also get that feedback from the consumer. And that's kind of been a priceless lesson. And I think really you need to do your market research is one, and then take your idea, but be able to be, you tweak it as you go.
And I know I've asked you before, but I do believe because of the industry that you were in before, you know, the power of presentation, and your stall always looks beautiful. And the website, all the photography, it seems to me that you've realised the importance of having a professional photographer and good styling and all. And it obviously, starting out, was it a scary investment? Did you feel like you knew where you had to put the money? But obviously now it's been going a year, so it's working. But that must have been difficult, trying to work out where to sort of invest and where not to.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't have made as many candle fragrances as I have. But to be honest, that's the beauty of being your own boss. And I just love fragrance. And I have all of my fragrances, as you know, are inspired by travel destinations. So I probably got a little bit carried away reminiscing in places I've been and what they reminded me of. And, you know, that's something I probably should have streamlined a little bit more. But it's not a problem because I make small batches. So I've been able to manage that quite well. As for where it comes into the other investments, finding people like photographers and things like that, I was really lucky. A friend recommended my photographer and he's absolutely amazing. And he really got the vision that I wanted to do and kind of took it to another level for me. So I've been very lucky in where I've ask people to or come and on board and help me, and I've invested back into that, I've come out the other side. So now it's just moving, it's a really little pigeon step, should we say, of moving up the run of where I need to go next and what can I invest into. So I look at it quite strategically of what's needed and what I can do, or what I need to obviously find that next part and sort of work towards it, really.
And was your partner and your family, were they supportive, or did they think a bit like, oh, Tam, what are you doing? It's, you know, a bit, it's never too late, but you know what I mean? It's quite a step and a challenge when we, like I was saying before, when you get a bit comfortable and you think, well, do I want to do that? But I mean, you've always got so much energy. Did you ever get put off at all about being over 50 and starting again?
No, I really like a challenge. It kind of is what drives me. So knowing that I wanted to start this, I'm still determining, even though sometimes I think I drive my family and my partner crazy at times, but they're really on board and they're super supportive. And, you know, I'm lucky I've got great friends as well who test their products as well. So I'm very fortunate who I have around me and who I've met along the way as well, you know, because they always sort of get reeled in, and everyone loves candles and fragrances. So.
And everybody smells nice. Everybody that you know.
I'm like the best friend that everybody wants to have. Because, you know, try everything. But no, on a more serious note, I know I've been very lucky, and it's not easy, you know, and it's, especially when you reinvent yourself at 50 and you decide what you want to do. I mean, I've always been employed.
Yeah.
And then saying you're not, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's not for the faint-hearted, because you really have to think about the other things of how you're going to live, how you're going to afford things.
Yeah.
Because you don't really have an income at the beginning. It's not as easy as that. And we all want things to go viral and everybody knows who we are, but it's a lot of hard work. But it's a rewarding hard work is what I would say as well. I enjoy it. I like being my own boss. And, you know, I love meeting people. And being, I think, self-employed gives that difference until when you're employed as well, of how you meet a community and how supportive everybody can be if you need something. or if they want something. So, you know, it's just about sharing the knowledge, which I think is a real powerful tool that you can have. It's no point keeping all the secrets to yourself.
No.
You know, you have to share information. And, you know, I think that's a very priceless tool to be able to give to anybody.
Totally, I agree with that. So, Tam, let me know, tell our listeners where they can get hold of you online.
So, yes, you can get hold of me at no38candlecompany.co.uk.
Tam, thank you so much for coming on our show. And I really do think that you'll be a fantastic inspiration for lots of other people over 50 reinventing themselves.
Thanks so much, Jess. And I would say to anyone, just do it.
Oh, thank you, Tam.
Thanks.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.